I believe everyone has a photocopy of the Rubik's Cube. And yeah, it talks about the end time events and Bible verses of these events. It does not mention every end time event. It mentions mostly seals, trumpet, woes, and veils. You can keep it if you want and study it at home. Okay. Matthew 24 and Revelation 6 mentions end time events, and these events won't seem to be too encouraging, but stay tuned there. At the end, it's going to be a little bit encouraging. I won't be going through all the end time events because I don't know exactly how things will unfold. We in the church have an idea, but God works in mysterious ways. So I'll just leave it at that. At the top of that Rubik's Cube, you have the first seal. It talks about false prophets. False prophets are mentioned all through the Bible. How many false prophets are around today? I don't know. They are many, and we can see and hear them on television on Sunday mornings. And they are on the internet also. So false prophets are here. And the second seal talks about wars. Today we have wars in Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, Nigeria, Colombia, etc. How many wars have been fought in the last 5,000 years? I looked it up, but there were so many I didn't bother counting them. So, the third seal talks about famine. Famine. Did you know that today there are an estimate of 21,000 people that die of hunger each day around the world? Almost unbelievable, but I guess it's true. The fourth seal, pestilence. And a pestilence is a fatal epidemic disease. Since the year 165 A.D., there was the Antonin Plague, the Plague of Cyprian, the Justinian Plague, the Black Plague, and it goes on and on. And a new study suggests that at least 320,000 different viruses infect man around the world today. And also that COVID-19 has shut down the whole world, and it's not over. They're expecting a second wave, but the first wave is not even finished yet. So the fifth seal is tribulation, and tribulation means trouble. Are we in times of trouble today?
Yep.
Especially in North America. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 24, verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Yes, we are in time of lawlessness today. In major cities in the U.S., they are rioting in the streets. Some call it protests, but they are burning down businesses. But you know, you all watch it on TV. They burn down places of worship. They're looting, breaking windows. Business cannot open. The they burn the flags, they tear down the statues of men that represent the history of America. And also it's spreading around the world. It's worldwide. And now right here in Ottawa, the Sir John A. Macdonald statue has been vandalized, and they want it removed. And you know, the American state, in the States, they want to defund the police department. In fact, they have already done that in New York State. They are holding back $20 million from their police department in New York. They want to get rid of the police department. I mean, they're throwing bricks at the police. They're throwing a glass bottle. They burn the police vehicle. The city of Minneapolis are moving ahead to dismantle the police department. This is happening right now. And last weekend, 100 people got shot in the city of Chicago alone. I mean, I guess lawlessness is here for now anyway. So let's jump forward to the sixth seal. Maybe it's going to get better. Let's read Matthew 24, verse 29. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Okay. Guess it's not going to get better. Stars falling from heaven and darkness. That has not happened yet. But, okay, let's read about those stars falling from heaven. Revelation 6, verse 12 and 13. Revelation 6. Verse 12 and 13. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken. By a mighty wind. So, the stars will fall from heaven like a fig tree drops its fig. A fig is I don't know if you know it, it is a small fruit. It's about an inch and a half in diameter, and if it falls on you, it won't hurt you. But imagine if the streets had a meter of these little fruits on the roads. I mean, it says it's going to happen in the Bible. It's going to be pretty hard to walk and to drive your car in that. But the Bible does not say how long those days will last. It doesn't say. We don't know how long it's going to last. But it does say how long the seventh seal lasts. The seventh seal is the day of the Lord. That will last 1 year. Now, I don't know how all of this will unfold, but I can tell you what will happen. It's written down for us in the Bible. With the day of the Lord comes seven trumpets and three woes. You can read it if you want. It's all here. The seven trumpets. And then the seventh The day of the Lord has seven trumpets. And you can read all what's going to happen that year of the day of the Lord. We got one-third of the trees burned. The one-third of the sea becomes blood. Fresh water made bitter. One-third of the water made bitter. One-third of the light darkened. They got wars. They got the big army of 200 million people. When Jesus Christ comes, he's going to abolish that. So the seventh trumpet comes, and with the seventh trumpet comes the return of Christ. And the seventh trumpet comes with seven veils come with the seventh trumpet. And you can read the seven veils. It's terrible. They got terrible sores, scorching of the sun, rivers drying up, darkness. I mean, you can all read it there later on if you want. And this is what it will take for people to repent. But at the end, they will repent. And Jesus will have stopped all wars. And finally, we will have utopia. And now I'll read Revelation 11, verse 15. 11 verse 15 reads, then the seven angels sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Thank you.